ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Election day, less than 3 days away.
Former President Trump heads here to North Carolina today. It's the one battleground state that he won 4 years ago, but he's taking nothing for granted. He has three events scheduled this weekend alone here. Democrats say it could be a sign he's nervous about the state.
ABC's Mary Ellis Parks in Gastonia, North Carolina, with the Trump campaign. Vice President Kamala Harris also visiting North Carolina later today after she rallies in Atlanta, Georgia. Execution in South Carolina. Richard Moore put to death Friday night by lethal injection for the 1999 shooting of a convenience store clerk. A federal jury convicting former Louisville detective Brett Hankison of using excessive force in the botched 2020 raid that killed Breonna Taylor in her home. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. The union representing striking Boeing factory workers in the Pacific Northwest says members will vote on the latest contract offer on Monday and includes wage increases of 38% over 4 years. This is ABC News. In a New York City courtroom, opening statements getting underway Friday in the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely. Daniel Penny pleading not guilty to charges of manslaughter and negligent homicide for the May 2023 death of Neely. Video shows Penny restraining Jordan Neely, who prosecutors concede was yelling, making threats, but they say Penny's hold lasted way too long, almost a minute after Neely went limp. Well, it's that time of year again.
At 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, daylight saving time ends and standard time is back. With winter approaching, our days become shorter. And for a lot of people, that lost hour of daylight can bring on something called SAD, seasonal affective disorder. It's described as a feeling of panic, fear, and anxiety all rolled into one, and it affects millions. Light therapy can help. So can yoga, walking, and antidepressants. If you're feeling it, especially after changing your clock, call your doctor. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One thing that's not a top headline in this election is our national park system. But conservationists want you to think about it when you fill out your ballot. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The National Parks Action Fund scorecard tallies the voting records for U.S. House members on bills about park funding, endangered species, and oil and gas development in and around parks. In Wisconsin's delegation, all six Republican House members got failing grades on the scorecard, and the two Democrats got A's. Kristen Brengel with the National Parks Action Fund says they're not trying to pick on members of Congress, but hope the scrutiny will help to change some votes moving forward.
This is just part of our value system. Do we love these places? Do we want to take care of them? Do we want to make sure they have adequate park rangers in them? And this vote is just a direct way to tell whether or not your member of Congress cares about the future of our national parks.
Overall, Brengel says more House members received Fs than As, in part because last year the House voted to cut funding for national parks by 13%. The scorecard is online at nationalparksaction.org. John Anfinson, a retired superintendent for the National Park Service, says keeping the park system in good shape should be a bipartisan priority.
For every dollar America puts into national parks, they get about $15 back. It's a money generator for America. So I think it's a positive thing to fund national parks. It brings money back instead of taking money away.
Even without a national park, the national scenic trails and other lands managed by the Park Service here in Wisconsin contributed more than $64 million in visitor spending last year to the state's economy and support over 900 jobs. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fox Valley weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 55. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 43. Rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 57. Showers and breezy Sunday night, a low of 51. More rain for Monday. Highs near 66.
Currently 33 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Gelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's the weekend. Time for rest, relaxation, and another edition of New Wisco Weekend, a weekly look at issues, arts, entertainment, culture, and everything that makes New Wisco home. Now, here's your host, Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale.
What does it mean to make a difference? That's a question we may all be asking ourselves these days as we're in the final stretch of the election and then the holidays are right around the corner. So we decided to make the focus of this issue make a difference. Our cover story features a man who's connecting and making conversations with veterans one cup of coffee at a time. Our truth booth features a national dignitary who tells a very human story about being a dad. Amanda Nimmer gives us simple tips to make a difference every day. Melissa Kay helps us keep our skin healthy over the cold, dry months. And Brittany Merlot takes us through the upcoming time change. I'll have a story for you about the brand new Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Shelter in Oshkosh. A change of scenery makes a difference for that nonprofit. And Pete Schwabba shares his classic cinema pick of the week. And later, musical fundraisers making a difference for our neighbors in need. Learn how it's filling an important gap across our state, thanks to the artists behind it. Plus, where you can be a part of the special event. All the details still ahead. First, let's open up this issue with you and our topic, making the difference. The United Health Foundation ranks Wisconsin as 25th out of 50 states when it comes to the number of people who regularly volunteer. Who's number one? Utah, with more than 40% of their residents saying they are volunteering on a regular basis. Terry Barr turns the page on New Wisco Weekend with the question and all-important answer, why you should care about making a difference.
What does it mean to make a difference? If you check the dictionary, it describes making a difference as doing something that is important, to do something that helps people or makes the world a better place. Whew, sounds overwhelming, doesn't it? It doesn't have to be. Experts say any time spent making a difference for someone else is worth it. And by doing even one good deed to change someone else's day, you'll find it's changing your day too. Here's Bellin Health Counselor Pam Bolanchik.
Having that conversation very publicly that it is okay to talk about emotions, to have emotions, to feel those feelings, and that we can be supportive of each other.
Bolanchik also points at scientific proof, highlighting what's described as the virtuous cycle. It focuses on happiness, and the more we care about the well-being of our friends and neighbors, the happier we will be. Now, even the American Heart Association is weighing in on the impact of giving your time to help others. The association citing studies linking volunteering to better health, whether you're in high school, middle-aged, or considered a senior citizen. And what is that anyway? It notes, compared to non-volunteers, volunteers have less depression, higher self-esteem, higher life satisfaction, greater happiness, and just a greater sense of meaning in life. If you don't know where to start, the Volunteer Center of Brown County has a lot of ideas.
We have organizations that are here to help children learn how to read. We have organizations that help with elderly, hospice organizations, the zoo, all sorts of different organizations that just make Green Bay a better place to work and live.
And here are several other ideas for making a difference. Donate to charity. Practice gratitude. Reduce environmental harm. Be kind to others. Learn about the science of being happy. And learn about other cultures. Volunteering is considered the ultimate form of civic participation, and it expands your social network, along with, as we mentioned, boosting your self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-satisfaction.
Those relationships that we have in our life are so important, to have those positive, supportive relationships, to be able to reach out, to get ourselves out of the house.
And as the great baseball player Jackie Robinson said, there's no greater gift than thinking you had some impact, and for the better. I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to New Wisco Weekend on 98.3 WISS and 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
Making a difference in northeastern Wisconsin, one meal at a time. A.J. Dillon, running back for the Green Bay Packers, has a personal goal to make an impact through the Dillon Family Foundation. The Dillons, A.J. and Gabrielle, have a mission to empower families and combat hunger in their communities.
Green Bay's welcomed me with open arms, Door County, of course, as well. And, you know, I've been in the last couple of years involved in some nonprofits and some great fundraising and, you know, helped out the community of, like, northeastern Wisconsin and tried to make it a better place. And this year, me and my wife had... we're like, you know what, we've been wanting to do this, we've been toying around with it, let's go ahead and, you know, get it started. And the Dillon Family Foundation, we started this year, and, you know, it's started around things that are important to us, so food and families, us having a one-year-old son, and it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity.
Dillon shares some of the great work he's already done in northeastern Wisconsin and how his work with Feeding America wanted him to work with this cause even more.
We're out there, and we've done food packaging, and we've done, you know, we're doing the House of Hope Gala the last 2 years and raised a lot of money for them. And, you know, I will say, to your point, it was one of the most astonishing things a couple years back, maybe my second year. And the first kind of nonprofit thing I did within the community was working with Feeding America and Healthy Kids, Healthy Summer on their campaign. And they gave us this stat that it was like 1 in 5 kids in the northeast Wisconsin didn't know where their next meal was coming from after the school year. So during that summer, they didn't know where the next meal was. I was like, really? And I was like, well, we got to do something to help this. We ended up raising like 750,000 meals for them that year. But, you know, this is just a continuation of that and something that we want to have our name be a part of, and that we want to start within this community for the years to come, beyond football, beyond any of that. We want to make sure that we're really helping out here.
Dillon wants to help out with a shelter in Green Bay.
So this year, I believe it's going to House of Hope. So that is a shelter here in Green Bay, and they take in single mothers and their kids. They help them go through, get their GED, they give them shelter, they give them a lot of courses and resources to kind of help them, you know, really, really feel empowered. And it's something that we've really, really wanted to continue on.
Dillon shares his goal in life and how he holds northeastern Wisconsin dear to his heart.
Like, what is your goal in life? And what is your goal? And I've never said ever to, you know, be a Hall of Famer. I've never said in college, I never said to make it to the NFL. I said to impact those people around me. And at the time, it was New London, Connecticut when I was in college. And since then, I now call Green Bay home. And I met my wife here. I learned how to drive here. My first license is Wisconsin. I learned how to drive. My wife taught me in her Honda Accord in the Lambeau Field parking lot during COVID how to drive. Yeah, I got the key to Door County. This is my home, and it will be home beyond football years. And so I think one of those things is, You know, people don't realize, you know, kind of what you need to do to keep this place such a great place. To circle all back around to it is, I have the sense of pride in this is my home. These are the people that I love and I care for beyond just Sundays. Yeah. And I want to make sure that it continues to be a great place. And our son grows up here and it's continuing to be a great place. And his friends know where their meals are coming from. And they're not over here because they don't have any food or anything like that. So we're just trying to do our part one step at a time, just the beginning. And I feel like that's the way you make any change, one step at a time.
That was A.J. Dillon, running back for the Green Bay Packers and from the Dillon Family Foundation. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Thanks again for listening to New Wisco Weekend. I'm Todd Michaels. Somebody that we enjoy listening to every week is our own Amanda Nimmer, and she talks about making a difference this week.
When we take a look in the history books, you often see that this person's name made a difference. They turned the tide. They saved the day. And it's always through some grand heroic act, to the point that now when someone asks you to make a difference, it sounds like a lot of work. And not only does it sound like a lot of work, but it sounds like you need a lot of power or influence, something more than what any ordinary person could possibly have. And quite frankly, it sounds exhausting, out of reach, and impossible. But you know what? It's not. You can make a difference so easily and with so little effort by doing simple things or gestures every day. Making a difference doesn't have to be big. Doesn't have to be grand. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It can be small. It can be simple. It can create a butterfly effect, which could turn into something grand. So you're probably wondering, how is it possible for me, this everyday average Joe, to make a difference? Well, first off, it starts with being kind. Sometimes going out of your way and giving a stranger just one really nice compliment, something that makes them feel seen, like, hey, I like your hat. It looks really good on you. It can make the first domino fall. A sentence as simple as that can make a huge difference in someone's life, day, or even for just a moment, because that's what life truly is. It is a series of moments. And by us being able and willing to be kind, courteous, and noticeable of other people can make or break a change. Beyond just giving a good compliment, you can set an example. Do something other than to be praised. Picking up garbage off the ground. Instead of selling your clothes, giving them away to a shelter. Small, generous acts add up. It's like looking at money. No one likes the pennies, right? We all think they're useless, but guess what? If you have a whole jar full of pennies, you put them all together, and they'll eventually create some dollar bills. Realistically, I one time bought a kayak with pennies. I mean, I cashed them in, of course, doing the responsible thing, but I'm just saying, you garner enough, and it makes a difference. All you have to do is be willing, be ready, be kind, be courteous, and notice. You may not be the superhero advertised everywhere, but inside, you're one of a kind. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer, and there you go.
I was writing to tell you that my feelings tonight are a stain on my notebook that brings your goodbye.
When we come back, our cover story featuring Sam Floyd and Operation Coffee. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life.
This is New Wisco Weekend on Civic Media Stations WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Coming up, we fall back this weekend, and Pete Buttigieg tells us a story about being a dad. Right now, a baby, applesauce, and an entrepreneur. Pete Schwabba brings us this strange combination in our classic cinema pick of the week.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
Are you ever in the mood for a film that makes you want to leave the rat race and move to the beautiful romantic countryside? This week's film might just make you want to do that. Baby Boom came out in 1987 and stars Oscar winner Diane Keaton and Oscar nominee and award-winning playwright, actor Sam Shepard. Keaton plays J.C. Wyatt, a high-powered executive at a New York City PR firm called Sloan Curtis. She's so good at her job and such a workaholic that her boss calls her the Tiger Lady. J.C. works 80 hours, working her way up the corporate ladder, but just when she is about to make partner, she receives an odd inheritance. A baby. As it turns out, J.C.'s cousin passed away and left her an infant daughter. It takes a while for her to warm up to the child, but her boyfriend is incapable of doing so on any level and leaves her. In addition to that, she gets stabbed in the back at work, so she heads for asylum in the countryside of Vermont, assuming, like most people who head for any countryside in any movie, that life will be bliss. JC learns that country living can be difficult, and it does not take long for her to miss the big city.
I'm going to get out of here. You see, I need to work. I need people. I need a social life. I need sex.
Please, I'm a married man.
I'm going to shrivel up and die here. I mean, how much baby boom is a person supposed to be able to make in their lifetime? I mean, I am a career woman. I am used to having phone lists and dinner meetings. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Not the step! I have been yupped and noped to death by you guys. I have had it with whiskers and plaid. Look at me. I am going nuts. I used to be cute.
JC ends up settling in just fine, especially after she inadvertently creates a home recipe for applesauce that her baby loves, giving her a new successful business. She also meets a local veterinarian played by Shepard. Keaton has a fun, flighty energy about her, as is the case with many of her film roles. Sam Shepard has a more subtle energy that is a great match with Keaton's. Fun Wisconsin fact, Shepard and his partner Jessica Lange and their two children lived in River Falls for a spell. Baby Boom is a fun, feel-good flick, especially for those of us who also sought asylum, pulled a Diane Keaton, and ran off to the beautiful, romantic countryside. And it's this week's classic movie pick of the week. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwabba.
It's almost time. Time to turn back those clocks for the end of daylight savings time. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how your kids, your pets, and even your health may struggle with the change.
On Sunday, we get an extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back an hour at 2 a.m., resulting in earlier sunrises and earlier sunsets. Some immediate downsides are leaving work in the dark or trying to exercise while there's still enough light. And people with seasonal affective disorder suffer with the shorter days and less sunlight of fall and winter. So just exactly why do we even have it? Daylight saving time became an established law in the U.S. in 1918 with the passage of the Standard Time Act. The time change was made as a way to maximize daylight hours to help save on energy consumption during World War I. For several decades later, legislatures made efforts to repeal daylight saving time nationally, but were unsuccessful. Then, in 1966, under the Uniform Time Act, states that observe daylight saving time were ordered to follow the federally mandated start and end dates. But some states exempt themselves from observing it. Arizona and Hawaii refuse to roll their clocks forward and backward every single year. And they get to do so because of a loophole in a 58-year-old federal law. The push to stop changing clocks was put before Congress in the past couple of years, when the U.S. Senate unanimously approved the Sunshine Protection Act in 2022. This was a bill to make daylight saving time permanent across the country. However, the U.S. House of Representatives did not pass it, and President Joe Biden did not sign it. While this change gives us an extra hour of sleep, the time difference can still cause confusion and disruptions to the schedules for kids and pets. Just last year, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine formed a coalition to advocate for state and federal legislation making standard time permanent across the U.S. The Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine says the shift in time change has been associated with increased heart attacks, strokes, abnormal heart rhythms, sleep disruption, mood disturbances, and even suicide. Experts recommend to begin to alter your bedtime now, gradually, to accommodate for the change. People tend to feel more tired with the less light due to the brain hormonal changes that occur with a change of season or less light. A common chemical that regulates that is called serotonin, and that comes from the sun. So, it's important to increase your exposure to sunlight during the day, especially in the morning, and to limit your intake of alcohol and caffeine. Be sure to get plenty of rest, get exercise, be active, and make sure to eat a well-balanced diet full of fruits and veggies to regulate your mood cycle. And you can also consider a light therapy lamp. They're designed to simulate natural sunlight and help you. Experts say it's also okay to take naps if you feel fatigued, but limit the nap to 30 minutes and take it before 3 p.m. It's also a good time to test your smoke detectors and change out the batteries. With colder weather settling in now and the nights getting longer, remember to keep safety in mind when using heating in your home. Keep portable heaters at least 3 feet away from anything flammable. Always plug a space heater directly into a wall outlet and never use an extension cord. And standard time will last until March 9th, when we will again spring forward with the return of daylight saving time. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob.
One of the things we like to do at Civic Media is offer people the opportunity to tell us their truth with the Truth Booth. Recently, U.S. Transportation Secretary, the Honorable Pete Buttigieg, was in Oshkosh, and he told a story that makes a perfect Truth Booth confession. Here it is.
Because one day, 3 years and 2 months ago, Chas and I got a phone call that changed everything and became parents to an amazing son and a daughter, our 3-year-old twins, Gus and Penelope, and everything changed. Nothing's been the same. So every parent knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. They try to explain it to you, and nothing can prepare you. You just don't know what hit you. And every stage of life, it's a little different. Right now, we're in potty training. God help us. I've been through some tough legislative fights. I've served overseas in uniform. Yeah. Nothing could have prepared me for the ups and downs of potty training. We're going through it. But it's the best thing in the world. It's the best and hardest thing in the world. And another thing about being at this age is this age where they start having dreams that they can talk about, even if they don't know what a dream is or don't have that vocabulary. Sometimes our daughter, 3 in the morning, throws open the door to our room, comes running in, tell us what dream she had. The biggest recurring one is about the dinosaur. She says, the dinosaur get me, she said. And as a parent, you put your arm around her, right? You do what any dad would do. And you reassure her. That wasn't real. Dinosaur's not going to get you. I promise you, no dinosaur is going to come into this house on my watch. I've got you covered. Dinosaur free night. You can take it to the bank.
Coming up on New Wisco Weekend, our cover story, making a difference for veterans one cup of coffee at a time. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Election day, less than 3 days away.
Former President Trump heads here to North Carolina today. It's the one battleground state that he won 4 years ago, but he's taking nothing for granted. He has three events scheduled this weekend alone here. Democrats say it could be a sign he's nervous about the state.
ABC's Mary Ellis Parks in Gastonia, North Carolina, with the Trump campaign. Vice President Kamala Harris also visiting North Carolina later today after she rallies in Atlanta, Georgia. Execution in South Carolina. Richard Moore put to death Friday night by lethal injection for the 1999 shooting of a convenience store clerk. A federal jury convicting former Louisville detective Brett Hankison of using excessive force in the botched 2020 raid that killed Breonna Taylor in her home. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. The union representing striking Boeing factory workers in the Pacific Northwest says members will vote on the latest contract offer on Monday. It includes wage increases of 38% over 4 years. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers take on Iowa. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, it's Wisconsin against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at Kinnick Stadium. Both teams 5-3, kick off a little after 6:30. NBA, the Bucks are at home against the Cavaliers tonight, trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Damian Lillard says when he was with the Trailblazers, he'd just take over games. How hard is that now?
It's hard because, I mean, my entire career, I've always been somebody who, if I can do one thing, I can take over. You know, I think I've joined a new team and the situation is different. I understand it is different, so I have to try to, you know, find a way to not just go back to what I've always done because it's probably not always necessary. So I think that's probably the most difficult part is like when things seem like it's getting out of control or the going is getting tough, you know, I'm able to put my hands on a little bit more. And I think just not being in that role is, you know, it's a little bit more difficult.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fox Valley weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 55. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 43. Rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 57. Showers and breezy Sunday night, a low of 51. More rain for Monday, highs near 66.
Right now, 31 degrees.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will look back at the weekend's news and also preview the election coming up on Tuesday, a special edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend for 98.3 WISS and 97.9 WGBW. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. It's time for this week's cover story, and our cover story is Sam Floyd. Sam is an Afghanistan veteran who, when he came back to the States, found that he was at a loss with what to do with himself mentally and physically until he discovered a passion for coffee and connecting to humans. Sam appeared on the Mino and the Mayor show to discuss his Operation Coffee and an upcoming brick and mortar store he's planning on opening. Here's a portion of that interview.
Yeah, so I'll try to keep this as short as I can because it's a I love telling the story. So thanks for asking. I was living near Madison, Wisconsin, and I was working at a Ferguson Waterworks. I was doing some pumps that location went out of business.
Okay.
And so then I started doing this part-time jobs. I was really down in the dumps. I was really just struggling through mentally, I was struggling through a lot of things, not really understanding what was going on in my head yet. I didn't really get treatment yet.
This is post-Afghanistan.
This is post-Afghanistan, correct. And so it was Memorial Day. That particular week and weekend is not usually the funnest for me. I really just think about a lot. I think about my brothers that I lost. And so Memorial Day is not really a fun day. It's gotten better, but at that time I was like, I want.
Don't you hate it when people say happy Memorial Day?
Yeah. Or have a Memorial Day sale. Yeah. So I was just down in the dumps and I called a lady called from the Semper Fi Fund, which has helped me out so much out of California. And her name is Sue Baker. And she's just like, Sam, you know, just find something that you really enjoy doing. And sarcastically, I said, I had a cup of coffee in my hand. I looked down. I'm like, well, I really like coffee. And she's like, do something with that. And I'm like, I don't want to open a cafe because at the time I'm like, I didn't like people. So I didn't want to be around
people.
Didn't
want to be around them, right?
Yeah. So she's like, no, maybe you can just like make it. You know, so I just started, then also too, at the time I was just hearing, you know, so many stories of veterans ending their own lives. And the only thought that I was like, maybe I could just share, if I could have shared a cup of coffee with that guy, maybe you wouldn't have done it. Or, you know, so it's just, that's why it's so much more than a cup of coffee
this
for me.
This is personal.
This is personal. So this is why I roast coffee. This is why I want to have conversations over coffee. So it's just that vehicle, the conversation.
I would think this checks the box.
It does.
Passion.
It really does. Jim? And I tell you what, the other thing I'll give you credit for is you listen to her when she said do something with the coffee.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she obviously knows you. And I thought, and that's, you're looking at that cup and, man, and now you're looking at your own business. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah. Can I ask you a tough question?
Sure.
Do you think coffee has saved your life?
Oh, I think the business. First, I'm a believer, so God saved my life. But then two, like, I think coffee has helped that for sure. You know, coffee has definitely, it's given me a purpose. It's given me a reason to wake up. And also too, it's just given me, you know, and to help other people too, is really good. Yeah. So yes, to answer your question.
And it's going to get better. I mean, you're going to meet more people, and you wait till somebody comes in and say, you know what, I was thinking of ending it. I came to your place, had some coffee, sat down, talked to some of my brothers, and I feel better.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what you want.
Yes, and those stories have happened.
Yeah.
It's touched my heart. So I publicly speak as well, too. And so then when I share my story, there is this conference that I went to, that I spoke in, that sticks out of my head. like later on, he said to me, he's like, your story inspired me, and I was thinking about ending my own life, and thank you. And it was just holy moly.
Right.
Yeah, that is so. It's that's why it's so much more than coffee. It's a conversation. It's important that we have these conversations, and so that somebody can relate with somebody. You know, life is hard. You know, and we can get through it, but it's so worth doing. It's so worth doing.
And I would say being involved with coffee is a bazillion percent better than what you admit you tried doing, solving your problems with the other bottle, and so many vets have as well.
Right.
And they do it quietly and by themselves, and they go into dark, dark places, and they don't come out. And having something like coffee as that middle ground is so important, right?
It is, yeah. Because coffee, like a lot of coffee can can get you the jitters, you know, and all that stuff. But as far as, like, I was trying to drown all my sorrows in the bottle, and then it might be okay for like 5 minutes, and then instant regret afterwards, and then the day after, and then older you get, the hangovers last longer. So now I'm 40. I think the last time I drank, well, I was 37, and the last hangover I had seemed like it was like 3 days. So yeah. I'm so glad.
Good for you, man. Buddy, what an inspiration you are.
That is a good story. I can see why you're an inspirational speaker. That's good to hear. And then you're setting up, you know, your daughter. She's got a little revenue stream coming in. Yeah. And you don't have to, she can start working there when she's, you know, there's no age limit when they're that young. Right. As long as they're your own kid.
Yeah.
Tell me some of the things that with the coffee, you donate to different associations. You can look at expanding out of coffee. Have you given some thought to down the road? I mean, right now you got to stay focused on what you're doing, but I mean, is this
how big do you want to get?
Yeah.
I haven't. I mean, just the goal is always to just help one person. So that's that help the next person. So like, I haven't really had it right now, like some time to sit down and kind of look at the future. Right now, the immediate future is getting into the roastery and helping as much people as I can.
Yeah. But as we call that, shoot the snake closest to your leg.
Correct.
Because you just got to take care of the immediate, what's going on right now. But someday you're going to be able to sit back and say, you know what? I think this is what I want to do next. Go to Green Bay or go whatever. I'm just curious if you gave that any thought. But no, you need to stay focused.
Correct. Oh. Correct. Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm a dreamer. So I love to think about that kind of stuff. So I haven't been able to do that currently just because of the immediate shoot to snake in front of you. Yeah.
I like that. I hadn't heard that one before, because one of my coaches I always used to have hanging his thing was when you're up to your ash and alligators, it's tough to remember your main objective was to drain the swamp.
Right. That is really good. And that's really true. And boy, I tell you what, you got to break it down into pieces, stay focused.
Yeah,
we will. Well, you're one man up. You got your wife, friends, or who's going to be helping you out behind the bar? The corner,
so
I should say.
It's me and my wife right now.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's
so
fun.
Yeah,
you got her working today at the shop?
No,
painting or tiling or.
So hopefully she is at home in bed right now, resting. Yeah,
I would. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So no, then eventually, yes. Well, so the first couple months we're just kind of figure out how to be parents. And then also do the online stuff. And then eventually, I say, and hopefully like 3 or 4 months, like have maybe like an employee that comes in and then mans the bar and all those things.
And just, you know, the community, I've been living there, Kakana, but, you get into the church bulletins too, because after people always like to go out and grab some coffee and, complain about the homily. So,
for sure.
That's Sam Floyd of Operation Coffee appearing on the Mino and the Mayor show. You can hear Mino and the Mayor every weekday morning from 6 until 9 a.m. on WISS 98.3 and WGBW 97.9. Itchy dry skin can get worse as temperatures start to dip and the air dries out. Melissa Kay reports.
If your dry skin causes persistent discomfort and is a disruption to your daily life, you could be dealing with eczema.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer, so it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
Abigail Tao is an MD and dermatologist with Aspirus Health. She said people with eczema experience weakened skin barriers, making skin more susceptible.
Fragrance, the yeast on the skin, the bacteria on the skin. The drier it is outside, so the colder, the more those skin cells are breaking apart, the more things are going to get inflamed.
Dr. Tao said you should take lukewarm baths or showers, pat dry afterwards, and apply a good moisturizer.
My favorite thing is actually just plain petroleum jelly, Vaseline. If that's too greasy, something that you're scooping out of a tub, a cream, is better than a lotion out of a pump bottle or a squeezy bottle.
She also said if you have to have eczema, now is a good time.
It's actually a pretty exciting time to have eczema, though, because there's a lot more treatment options than there were a few years ago.
Nothing beats good dry skincare and topical steroids, but it's best to talk with a dermatologist if your eczema symptoms persist or worsen. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Sometimes change can be really good. Alicia Wenger, executive director with Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Services, recently conducted a tour of their new facility, which is just across a parking lot from their old building. She said they're calling the new shelter and location Christine Ann 2.0.
We really only had to do very minor renovations with this building, and it was just on the first floor and to create a play area outdoors.
The first floor holds common gathering spaces, meeting rooms, rooms for support groups to meet, a community clothing closet, and a pantry. Where the new facility shines is its second and third floors, which feature the emergency shelter and transitional housing apartments.
We will be going from 37 beds to 64 beds. And then on the third floor, we will be adding a brand new program that is focused specifically on transitional housing. So folks will be able to stay with us from 6 months all the way up to 2 years.
While clients who look to Christine Ann for shelter were living in a shared communal space, in the new building, they have apartments. The apartments vary in size from studio to larger two-bedroom apartments for families. Each apartment has a kitchen, bath, seating area, and beds. Wenger said another program they'll be able to offer survivors of domestic abuse that they never could have at the other location is the ability to bring their pets with them.
We are the fourth known shelter in the state of Wisconsin that will be able to accommodate survivors and their animals. We know that, you know, a lot of people don't even consider shelter as an option if they can't bring their animals with them. Their furry family members in fear that their animal may be harmed if left behind.
The new location for Christine Ann allows the organization to have dedicated office space for community partner agencies to provide office hours to meet with clients. Wenger says this is important for the convenience, but also for the safety of their clients.
It eliminates the safety barriers that folks have if they don't feel safe leaving here. It eliminates transportation barriers and also childcare barriers.
During the tour, Ross, the shelter's canine advocate, joined the group for a little bit of attention.
This is Ross. Ross is our canine advocate. He's a good boy.
Wenger said Ross comes from Journey Together, and he works right alongside his handler to provide comfort and companionship to clients. Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Services is named in honor of Christine Ann Clark, who was murdered by her ex-husband during a child exchange in the area. Her portrait hangs in the main hall leading to the front desk.
She's kind of the symbol of hope for anyone who needs our services.
The renovation of the beach building to make it ready for Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Services cost about $7 million. Wenger says they're very close to funding it completely.
I'm really proud to say that we only have about $600,000 left in that. So we're in the final push here. Anything and everything given at this point is so appreciated.
Wenger says donations and volunteers are always needed and welcomed at Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Services. You can find wish lists and volunteer information at christineann.net. The new location of Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Services is 240 Algoma in Oshkosh. Solutions Recovery will purchase the building that Christine Ann is moving out of and will be providing support to those impacted by alcohol and drug addiction. Coming up, keeping people warm and making a difference through music. This is New Wisco Weekend from Civic Media.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale. We're closing this issue with a huge thank you to so many of you who are making a difference in the lives of others every single day. This includes volunteers with the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. It works to keep the heat and power on for those in need across the state. And it's assisted 90,000 homes in crisis, often a senior citizen, a veteran, or young family. There are two annual events coming up in support of the fund, and one is in Northeast Wisconsin, both created by a musician who believes in helping others. Here's Terry Barr with Eric Chelland of the Mascot Theory. He shares how you can get involved after one of the band's most popular songs, Fast Car Getaway.
And at the end, were you expecting there to be slow decay? Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around.
You were listening to the song Fast Car Getaway. It's by the Wisconsin-based band The Mascot Theory, and I feel so lucky to have joining me today lead singer and guitar player Eric Chelland.
Thank you for having me. So excited to chat with you.
What is Fast Car Getaway about?
Fast Car Getaway, it's kind of like every now and then you're not going to have an option. You just got to get out for whatever reason. And I think that's what this is about. And on a macro level, I'm sure there was something specific or a few specific things that I was probably personally thinking about when I wrote it. But I tend to kind of leave it a little more generic lyrically because I want people to be able to step inside of it with their own situations.
The Mascot Theory has really a very long history of great music. You've won tons of awards as well. But tell us more about the band. What makes you proud of the Mascot Theory?
I think overall, the fact that we're still going, because we didn't plan to be a long-term band. It was a total accident when the band got started 13 years ago, I think now. It was a makeshift coffee house gig. I think I had just a couple years prior started having kids and realizing that the bar band thing, staying out till 3 in the morning, not working for that schedule. So I had kind of semi-retired from that full band stuff and started doing these little coffee house gigs. And there was one point where my friend couldn't make it. So Nick Fry, the bass player for the Mascot Theory, who I had been in a band with. Now, fast forward 13 years, still doing music, still writing music. And now, you know, we've gone through a couple different iterations of the band and some different guitar players. And the one that we're in right now is just so much fun. We're still doing this. We understand how lucky we are to still be able to make music and have support from fans. And the creation of the music is the big thing. We love playing together as a band, but the other thing is I'm a writer, so I'm always writing new stuff. Creatively, we're all working together really well. It's been really fun.
That's the best part. Yeah.
No plans to let up either.
You and the band have always believed, too, that there's something about supporting others and making a difference. Why is that important to you?
In anything that you do, and especially music. So if you want to build a scene, you really got to work with other bands. You really got to help them out, vice versa, and just find ways to collaborate as much as you can and just build that network.
You bring every year annually for Flannel Fest a bunch of amazing bands together. So anybody can go see that and support Flannel Fest. But tell us about Flannel Fest. Obviously, you bring the bands together, but it's also for a really good cause.
This will be our 11th year this year, and which seems crazy. Beth Killey and I, 11 years ago, sat down probably in the springtime or something and decided, hey, we should get our bands together, the Mascot Theory and Beth Killey Band. We should make a charity event out of it. And that sounded great. And we kind of looked into a lot of these different charities around. What we liked when we did find the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund is that they are so homegrown. Like, it's literally Wisconsin. So we know all the money that's raised goes right to our neighbors in need. But they're seeing the results. They're seeing that these people are getting helped. Veterans, elderly, all these folks that need help. And it's just amazing to be able to see that. Overall, the whole point of it was, how can we make this great event that's good for everyone? Flannel Fest has been able to do that for 11 years now.
It seems like a perfect partnership, actually. So for people who are listening, how can they attend Flannel Fest? Give me all the details.
Cool. So the best place to go for all details, flannelfest.com, flannelfest.com. So lots of information on there. November 15th, that's a Friday night. We'll be up at Tanner's Grill and Bar in Kimberly, Wisconsin, which is like right next to Appleton, Wisconsin. So that's the 15th of November. Then the very next night, 11/16, the Saturday night, we will be at the Barrymore Theater.
Love it. And again, flannelfest.com for all the information. Just in case people are thinking, should I go to Flannel Fest? Well, here is a song you just might hear at Flannel Fest. It's Shy Ones by the Mascot Theory. Eric, what is this song about?
This song is kind of, there's parts of it that's kind of about my father who passed away, who was a shy person. And I think I'm very similar to him. And it's just basically saying you don't really know what's going on in people's heads. So you just never know.
Well, here it is, Shy Ones by the Mascot Theory. Eric Kellen, lead singer and guitar player. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry.
And I get midnight reminders of chats in the past, when we would talk about how to make the legacy last. With a shout to the heavens or a blow to the mast, the shy ones said all things must pass. Yeah, the shy ones only speak when there's spoken to. Yeah, the shy ones talk to me. Calculators off, tossed voice with a microphone to cut through all the deafening noise. Every song is a fast train tuning up the tracks. It's a one-way trip and you can't go back. Yeah, the shy ones only speak when they're spoken to. Yeah, the shy ones hope you read what they're going through.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend. It's your look at stories and issues facing Northeast Wisconsin. New Wisco Weekend is produced and written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels, directed by Lisa Hale. Our lead correspondent is Terry Barr, with features by Conrad Krieger, Brittany Merlot, Melissa Kay, and Pete Schwaba. Our commentator is Amanda Nimmer. Special appearances this week by Pete Buttigieg,
John Mino, and Jim Schmidt. If you have a story you'd like to hear covered, please feel free to email it anytime. lisa.hale@civicmedia.us, or you can contact us through the Civic Media app. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for 98.3 WISS and 97.9 WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, joins me. We will preview the election on Tuesday. Plus, what's the right way to deal with election stress? I got answers. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.